Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And welcome to your Universal Principle Support Hour. And we're excited to be here. Our facilitator in training, Miss Felicia Muhammad. How you doing, Miss Muhammad? How you doing?
Great rising. I am well. Excited to be amongst our support group in Radio Land today on the wave. So, yeah, I'm good. How about you?
Okay. Well, it's been very busy on this side. You know that we're really excited about our September courses that are coming up.
Yeah.
That a little later, but you know, we still have more to talk about on that universal principle, giving and receiving. So we've been, you know, hovering over this for the last two shows. We really have, and you know, we still have more to say on this. This is a real big, heavy thing. You know, downstairs looking at black ink. Okay, like look at the black ink people. And that's a big issue with them. You know, many of these reality shows, it's like they have difficulty receiving, they have difficulty giving, and, you know, even for communication, it's like, well, I'm not talking to him, I'm not talking to him. And they don't understand that's about giving and receiving. And when you cannot even communicate with an individual, which is giving, okay, well, I don't want to hear what you have to say, or, you know, talk to the hand. They're cutting it off. They can't even receive. And therefore, how can the universe continue to support them and give to them at the level that they keep requesting?
Yes.
But every time they have an opportunity to give or receive, they're cutting it off or it's judged or whatever. And they don't understand. The universe doesn't, you know, see your request for Mercedes-Benz or Bentley or whatever you might want. You want to receive, but then someone calls you and says, well, I want to talk to you. Talk to the hand. You cut that off. The universe reads that as, oh, no, they don't want to receive because it has nothing to do in the universe's eyes about whether it's a car or talking to another you, which is another person. So when you say no, talk to the hand, you don't want to receive. And so therefore it doesn't come and you're wondering why and all this stuff. And this is why we have this show, so you can understand the universe sees everything as one, okay? And when you get that, okay, it's going to change your whole life. So without further ado, let the sponsors say hello, and then we're going to get back into giving and receiving from the cosmic awareness so that you can understand why your receiving may be so shaky, and your giving seems to be so difficult. We'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
That's really true. Our source is a neuron, but what was coming through these neurons while our sponsor was talking to you about your neuron is the fact that, have you thought about it? A universal principle support group show on the radio. What could that be about? Did that thought ever fly through your neurons? What is this? Okay. What is it? It's an opportunity for you to change your life forever. That's what it is. And this is an opportunity for you to finally learn the laws that regulate everything. Finally. Finally. And so that's why it's so important, because as we go through this pole shift, the north and south pole of this planet is shifting. You see the weather changing, the temperatures changing, the people, the plants, everything is changing. How are you going to handle that change? Well, if you knew universal principles and you thought in terms of universal principles, you would say, hey, it's adventure time. We're having a new adventure. We're going to see new things, new people, new places. We're going into the unknown and be excited about it. Most people cannot would change like that. Why? Because they don't know the order of the universe. They don't know very important rules and laws that if you understood, you would have no place for what? Fear. And so because people don't know the laws of the universe, any little change gets them upset and, oh, my God, and, you know, you're already on the road dealing with death all the time. I'm paying for this. I only got so much time for that. Oh, my bucket list. All you do is deal with death. But universal principles has nothing to do with that. That's what's so profound. The universal principles don't know anything about death. All they know is about change. And when an individual recognizes what they are, and we as human beings, the highest evolved species on this planet, have all been programmed to live forever, then this should be a great ride, okay? You're not like these other organisms here. They've been programmed for death, but you haven't. I mean, this is so profound. I get so excited about this because when I recognize how much time my sisters and brothers, the human species, spend in creating their death, I'm just speechless. I'm like, and I used to be there. And that was the thing. I used to be there. And when I got real clear about the fact that I wanted to live and live to the highest quality possible, I did not recognize that what I had really turned on in my brain was all the additional information about the fact that finally, yay, this is what we were created for, to live. We don't know nothing about death. I was like, oh, my goodness, you're kidding me. And I'm like, no. This is something that you kept telling us to do. If this was going to happen, that, you know, we don't know nothing about that, but you kept telling us this. Do you hear what I'm telling you?
Yes.
So this is what I'm saying to you. This is the greatest opportunity for you to turn around on the head of a pin. It doesn't have to be as big as a dime for you to be able to change your life and move into a whole new level of reality indefinitely. So without further ado, we are talking about the universal principle of giving and receiving. So can you give us the precise information on that? We always have to review our manual. Yes, that's right. We have a manual. And guess what? Later on, we're going to talk to you about the course you can take. Support group, listen to us on the radio while you're driving home. And now you can take a course in this. Cyber, of course, okay, because we reach out everywhere in the world. So all you have to do is pick us up on your iPad or your tablet, your computer, your smartphone, and, hey, come and learn these things in detail. So give us the stats here in our manual on giving and receiving. Can you read that to our listeners?
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So, giving and receiving. The principle of giving and receiving is central to our understanding of abundance and thus of energy. Giving and receiving are two sides of the same coin, and they always occur in balance. To have a completed gift, there must be a giver who truly wants to give and a receiver who is truly open to receive.
Wow. So I think this is so important here. let me just run this past everybody, because this is what I started out with of the show, and then we can take it to the examples we kind of talked about today of people being able to receive, having serious issues about receiving. You know, it's just, again, so many examples here when you know these principles, they're always working. You know, Judge Judy, I happened to pass by here, the monitor, and Judge Judy was talking to someone who was inappropriately, it appeared, to receive and not want to give. So therefore, you know, the shuffle is going on back and forth, et cetera. So, of course, this is the mediation issue that, you know, since you don't know universal principles and the other person may know them but decided that, you know, no, I don't trust and, you know, I think you got more than I did. So everybody throws the universal principle out the window and goes to the courthouse. And so it gets very, very interesting as to so many things get wrapped up together that people are not really able to understand what the bigger issue is. And it always is the fact that we give only to ourselves. Now, I want you to basically tap that out, say it out of your mouth. If you can write it down, we give only to ourselves. We give only to ourselves. We give only to ourselves.
Only to ourselves, yep.
Now, that's profound. Oh, I'm I gotta keep something for me, so I'm only going to give them this, and, you know, I hope it's okay because I got to keep this to the back. People are doing that all the time. So we just didn't recognize that what you thought you were keeping for you, oh, that's going to be gone. Yeah, and how many times? Well, I thought I was going to, I kept this to the back. I only gave this little, and that's the reason why. You only gave a little bit to yourself. Yeah, I want you to think about that. You're so busy thinking.
Yeah, think about that. You're
going to get more than you. So you only going to get a little bit, which is what you gave them, because you didn't recognize who that person was. It was another you. That's how the universe, the cosmos sees everything. Now, check that out. So it says here that there is a corollary to the principle of giving and receiving, and that is that we give only to ourselves, since we are all one. Who else is there to give to? Wake up.
Drop
the mic. Who does that, Steve Harvey? Okay, yeah, wake up here, okay? What is Ayana saying? Okay, all these different people, they're trying to wake y'all up and get it here. Okay?
Yeah.
Would we give something for the pure pleasure of giving? Our feelings of generosity inspire others to be generous. Check that out. When we feel gratitude for the gifts of love we receive, these feelings raise the vibration of the oneness that we are, so that everyone and everything feels more joyful. Such are the dynamics behind the principle that we give only to ourselves. We understand that? We give only to ourselves. So I had a great experience. If I can tell my little story here, I'll be quiet for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
And I had this experience. I had a gentleman that I just was so enamored with. I just thought he was, quote, as they would say, the cat's meow, and I really wanted to get his attention, and he was like, okay, I'll look at you out the corner of my eye, but, you know, otherwise I'm staying focused, and I'm like, no. You're going to see me straightforward, so I'm going to have to really get your attention. So I tell you, I was like, okay, now how am I going to get this person's attention? So what I decided to do is that I decided to be that person. I was like, okay, I'm going to be that person, okay? And so, therefore, what would be the most exciting things that I could do and what would be the most exciting things to myself if I was giving to myself, being that person? And so I was like, I'm not going to be calling, and now what you all do is texting and all this stuff. I'm like, I don't need to be a pest, okay? I know how to give to another one of me. So I'm him, so these are the things that I'm going to give. And I think it was maybe about, I said, okay, so how am I going to do this? I was like, okay, well, let's do, you know, what do you call it, Miss Felicia, a beta test. I said, okay, let's do the little beta test. Okay, so the little beta test is, okay. I think I said I took it for 5 weeks. I don't know why the number five, but I said, let's do the five-week thing. That's the human number, number the human. And I just would take my time, and I would just sit down, and I would think about it. I must maybe spent about an hour or so contemplating everything based on the information I had, my intuition, et cetera, what would be a great gift that this person would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun thinking about this and then materializing it, getting it all packaged, et cetera, sent. Some things were sent. Some things were delivered. I had all kind of ways of getting stuff, okay? Just wasn't no, you know, they could dump a box up some on somebody's front door. Oh, no, we had all different kind of things, means of delivery, everything. It was exciting. And I tell you, on week six, okay, he came into my office, and he just said, you have had so much fun over the last month, haven't you? And all he could do was say, yeah, and all he could do was basically smile and laugh, because I hadn't talked to him all that time. This is like, okay, you know, I'm going to be front, and somebody's going to be looking out of me at the corner of my eye. Are they eye? No, no, no. I know how to get attention if I become you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what people don't want to ever do. Well, you know, forget what you want. Forget what you're talking about. This is what I want. They don't understand. That's another you, you nut. So if you're really interested in wanting to be with and communicate with the person, be them. That means you got to focus. You got to pay attention. You got to cut your little inner voice off and stop chatting and whatever else and become their voice and how they think. And there's no way, unless they are mentally ill or whatever else, that they're going to be ignoring you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this whole thing about how we think we got to, you know, go to the bar and sneak up on people and all this kind of stuff, that results from using a half of a neuron. Now, you have to understand how minuscule that is, because you have 80 trillion of them. You got 80 trillion neurons. And so how most people are behaving with each other, it's like a half of one neuron is processing that behavior. This is not coming from a huge collection of neurons that are able to connect to every planet in the solar system, every star system, et cetera, and come up with incredible manifestations. It's not happening. And this is why we're up against the wall right now as to how we are interacting with people. I'm like looking at all those people, you know, let's talk about the current news right now. Those people who are coming, all those sisters and brothers, you know, they think that they need a better life and they got to come 4,000 miles to get one. Well, I was like, now that's really something. That is really something. Because universal principle says, now listen to me, everybody, you sit right up in your chair, pay attention as you come to the stoplight. Universal principle says that wherever you are, wherever you are, it is heaven on earth.
Yes.
Hey, and I'm like, ooh, wee, if I had a megaphone, something to basically tell them, wherever you were, it was heaven on earth there.
Mm-hmm.
What's heaven on earth there? It's like people coming to you and trying to tell you that, you know, oh, I got this lung problem and whatever else. And like, yeah, man, way over in the desert under the rocks of the Great Pyramids, they got the cure for you. And you and you set it up in New Orleans. Now, what? Well, how is that going to help you? You're like, what? Where? In Egypt under the Great Pyramid is the cure for me. Okay, and I can barely get my breath now here in New Orleans. Your cosmos doesn't play you like that. If you're in New Orleans, your cure is standing right next to you. You just can't see it because you don't know universe principles. As a matter of fact, the universe is so awesome and thorough, your cure is inside of you. Check that out. So, you know, it's cute to go to the pyramids if you need to or have somebody pick up something that they want to for you while they're there. You don't have to rely on that. So when people come and try to tell you that what you need is way off in a foreign country or whatever else, et cetera, that may be true, but that's an option. That is not necessary, because the universe always gives you what you need where you are. And that's why the more you know about yourself, you can see how absolute and how awesome you have been created to take care of anything that you can think into your reality. Now, check that out. Right, Nadine? So you're always carrying around your solution. You're always carrying around the answer to your problem. And many times, no, we do have to have a mirror outside of us for the answer or for the solution, because we are just so distant from ourselves. As you are finally willing to recognize, I'm just going to accept the fact that I am what I am. I'm a manifestation of the cosmos. Then you know you have everything you need, because all these other animals do. Can you imagine? Let me give you a visual here. Can you imagine Tom Worm crawling up to a squirrel asking for help? I have to laugh at that myself. The worm inches itself up and stands up on its hind tail and looks up in the squirrel's face asking for some support. I'm sure they are like, if that ever happens, that is astounding. That would be an incredible story. They would talk about that for months in the world and the network of the squirrels. Because they recognize that this worm has lost its mind. It is coming to me, asking me for a solution. What has happened to you? Because everything else but us knows we got the answers. Come on now. Where are all the squirrels that have died? There's more squirrels than humans on this planet. More of them. And so we should be seeing many, many squirrel graveyards and walking over squirrel little bodies and everything. You don't see that. The only ones you see are the ones that basically got confused and got under your car wheel, or you wouldn't put some pesticides out there for them. But you don't see that. But it's tons of squirrels, millions and millions and millions. So what happens to them? Where do they go? You don't see them having funerals and whatever else. Come on now, let's do this. Think. Look at that little head they have. Much smaller than yours. No, they don't have near as many neurons, but look how they handle their life. It ain't messy and a whole bunch of problems like ours. Now, what's the deal? And I'm telling you, they know these principles. And with the few neurons that they have relative to ours, that's what they live by. That's how they see everything and everybody. That's what they do. So without further ado, it's time for our commercial. Is that right?
Yes. They are screaming like.
And then, Miss Felicia, you got stories for us. So we'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Visit us on Facebook. But Ms. Felicia, what story do you have for us about giving and receiving?
So giving and receiving, other component, remember in our reading it talks about it's two sides of the same coin and they're always in balance. They occur in balance, right? So they're happening at the same time, right? So I just had this experience, and so this is very timely. So I was just speaking with, just met a sister friend, and this is our first time meeting, feeling like we've been knowing each other forever. And so we're talking about retreat that we're going to be doing together. And she was saying, so she was telling me what she does. You know, she works with moms and dads and babies, and she's a midwife. And so so we were exchanging, right? So she was telling me about what she does. I was telling her about what we do and how we can support and nurture each other, right? So in that experience, while we were both sharing with each other, when she was talking, I was getting many downloads. I mean, I was having so many insights and ideas of how we can come together and support each other and support other women and men who need what we have to offer. And it was like, oh my gosh. And it was so natural and it was so easy to do. And then when I got in the car and we departed, I called her back because I forgot I needed to ask two more questions. And then when I was talking to her in that moment, I said, oh my God, thank you so much for meeting and allowing us to connect and vibe up. I said, I have so many ideas of what we can do together to be able to support each other. And she was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And she offered, and I missed all of this. I missed this. And then it caught me. I caught myself. So she was offering for me to be able to come in with her and her group. And so I was still talking. See, I was still talking. I'm giving, right? And then as soon as I stopped, I was like, and thank you. I received that offer you just made. It was just like, you know, it was just like in that moment being present, like you always teach us and instruct us, be present in each moment. So in that moment, I wasn't listening at one point because I heard, was I listening? You can let me know. Anyway, I heard her, but I didn't hear because I was so focused on getting out what I was trying to get out. And this is the truth. And in that moment when I acknowledged, oh, yeah, thank you, because I did. I heard what she said, but I didn't stop in the midst of the conversation to acknowledge that I heard what she said because I was finishing my statement. So that's what I wanted to be able to share, because it just in that moment with helping us to be present and trust the process, that's a big part of giving and receiving as well, is being able to trust that, trust in the moment, trust the process of what you're doing, trust where you are, trust that, like you said, that essence, that inner guidance that's within us. We got to be able to trust. So I was allowed to be able to be present, because, you know, sometimes I can just be talking and talking and talking, trying to get my point out, and I ain't heard nothing the person said. But that was I was grateful to be able to have that experience today with giving and receiving happening at the same time, being conscious of it, and being able to verbally acknowledge the offer that she made so that we can continue to work together and do great work, you know, with these principles. It's phenomenal. Yeah.
So now what do you think happened as to why you got a little rambunctious about wanting to continue to talk, and you weren't in the present to allow the exchange to occur sooner? What do you think was going on in you? What was happening?
So, yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. So what was going on? I was in the past. I was in the past of trying to also what's the word I want to use? Okay, give thanks. So, yeah, I was in the past of trying to be seen and show what I got, you know. So that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. And I was like, wow, thank you.
So you think that was coming from a fear, or what was that from? Just a past habit or what? What do you say?
I think it was more of a past habit, yeah, because the energy and the flow was really, really, really fulfilling and joyous, you know. So I think it was habit. Habit resonates more than anything, yeah, because it was habit. I would say it was definitely habit.
Well, you know, we have a cyber universal principle support group on Sunday, so people can join us in a support group setting on Sundays, any
anywhere in the world, it's cyber. Mm-hmm. And why don't you share a little bit about this week's, should I say, this plasma, this heptad's result here, studying, giving, and receiving. And they were given a homework assignment. Can you share that with us? And what was the result of that? That was very interesting.
Yeah, it was. So the homework assignment was for us to give something of value, okay, something that we really, really value. Okay, so people like, I'm not giving away my children, you know, like we understood that. So we were to give something away of value. And money was one, okay, because again, with giving and receiving, the criteria is that, as we read, the giver has to want, the person has to truly want to give, okay? And so as we talked about on Sunday, the other aspect is that you want to give. When you're truly giving, there's no strings attached and there's no ulterior motives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are really, okay, so we had sharings in the group with the money. For some, that was easy to do. You know, they do that all the time. And with others, they gave but didn't really want to give, but they
mm-hmm.
gave, you know. And then one of the guests even shared how she was bored and she was reconnecting, or her and a guy friend of hers, they had been on some bad terms, but they were okay. They were kind of okay. But she was in her mind wanting to just be done with the relationship as long as they had settled their differences and moved forward. So she was bored. And if I'm not mistaken, she called to see what was going on because she knew he was having some friends over. And so she wanted to do something. So
mm-hmm.
she called. And when she called, lo and behold, he did what he typically does, which frustrates her. He asked her to stop and get him some food. And she said he never really pays her money back. So she was like, well, why are you always asking me? Well, make a long story short, she realized that she learned the lesson of not doing something that you really don't want to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not doing something that you really don't want to do. So because she was bored, she called somebody who she hadn't, they hadn't really been on good terms, but got back, you know, on good terms. But he still aggravates her. So she called this person who aggravates her from the past to entertain her. So it was really interesting to see all of how it unfolded and how she was able to recognize that in the giving and receiving, she really didn't want to give. She really didn't want to give. She didn't want to do it. She was doing it out of boredom. So we had very expansive conversations in exchange with us being able to see how we have ulterior motives when we give. You know, we give with strings attached. We had one lady even share when she was at McDonald's and she wanted to pay for the person behind her. So she asked the attendant how much was this, and she was like, oh, it's $26. Well, in her mind, $26. In her mind,
mm-hmm.
she said she only wanted to give a certain amount, right? So so then she was like, okay, well, so in her mind, she was like, well, I wonder if he's going to eat all that food, and who all is that food for? You know, so when you're doing all that, according to the principle, that's not truly giving and receiving.
That's not your business. You got to find out who the fool is. Right. See how you all are? See, everybody, can you see yourself in that? Yeah. Instead of recognizing you just about the gift, you don't have no attachment to it, nothing, and you just
mm-hmm.
want the joy of being able, look, I can give another one of me $26. Okay? Wasn't
mm-hmm.
able to do that. See how they just, so tell the story. Yeah, so what happened? How did she have that?
So what she did was she went ahead, she paid for it, and she said she thought about it. She said, well, I'm going to go ahead. And she said, I went ahead and did it. She said, but I did ask myself, you know, I hope he's not going to eat all of that food. So when we pointed that out, she was able to see how she was out of alignment with the principle, you know, of having strings attached and ulterior motives. So it was such a joyous and expansive experience. So now this hep tab, so you all can come Sunday, for those of you that are listening, y'all can participate. So for this hep tab, the assignment was to write down what you want and give it away. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Write down what you want. So we just this so this is right in alignment with what you shared, Dr. Jewel. Write down mm-hmm. what you want, okay? And you have it, and then give it away. So that's mm-hmm. really a brain fart for some people. You're like, what? I'm going to give away something I want?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because you remember that you raised the vibration of the oneness. You are you're giving to yourself. You're giving to yourself. Say it with me. I'm giving to myself. When I give and receive, I'm giving to myself. So, yeah, we have fun. Y'all have to come. Yeah, I've got to come.
So well, that is going to be really interesting because now people talk about being cheap and talking about trying to get something for nothing and all that. That, you know, that's all foolishness in the eyes of
mm-hmm.
the universe. So it's going to be real interesting to see how people who really have this kind of belief system operating, especially unconsciously most of the time, mm-hmm. they're going to get a chance to really see where they're coming from, because they're going to really have to look at, you know, if what I'm getting ready to give is what I really want or not. Okay. And if I know mm-hmm. it's really not, then how come I'm trying to say that this is what I really want to, what I really want to give to somebody else. So they're going to get a chance to really look at that. I think that's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
So what do our, listeners have to say about that? Anybody, you're calling us in? You're calling in to basically comment on this? This is a big one. If you have questions or comments, please make sure you call us at 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. And let's hear about your giving and receiving. How about that? So we have callers.
Stay
what
strong.
Do you have?
Stay strong.
Air code 216, you are unmuted. Do you have a question or comment? Air code 216, you are unmuted. Do you have a question or comment?
Greetings, everyone.
Greetings.
Yeah. I enjoyed listening to that about giving and giving the things that mean a lot to us. You know, I see the logic in that. I guess it makes a person be a better individual. And then I just wanted to ask, when people do those things, what doesn't it have an effect on the cells and the organs in the body? What is the science? Could you expand on that?
Well, very much so. Yeah, so thank you for calling. Thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. As a matter of fact, it is so intricately related to your health, to your growth and development, to the expression of who you are, and most of all, it creates the quality of your life that we are offering an entire course on universal principles that will explain to you how these principles affect your physical body, your mental body,
mm-hmm.
okay, your
mm-hmm.
spirit, okay, your mind, everything. This is why we're doing this. No plaything here. This is a key for you to be able to, as they say, break wide, break loose, and free yourself by learning universal principle and applying them. This will allow you to transform any challenge with your health. This will
mm-hmm.
allow you to transform any challenge with your money, all these different areas in your life, okay? People are saying, I don't feel love. Nobody loves me. This will basically change that, because when you finally recognize how fabulous and wonderful you are, okay, and really then love that aspect, people are going to be knocking down the doors and everything wanting to love you. Because
mm-hmm.
now you are a magnet that
will attract people that will really love and respect you, because this is how you think and how you interact with yourself. You're the core, you're the magnet that is attracting everything to yourself in your life. So you should sign up for the course. So we have a few more minutes here available. We'll get to that, but you have to keep your pen and pencil available so you can write this down so you can enroll in this wonderful course coming up next month. What day is it going to happen on, Ms. Felicia?
It is going to happen on a Wednesday.
Okay, and it's 13 weeks, and that's very significant.
Yep.
Right, mm-hmm. For you to learn these principles, because I'm telling you, you'll be a different person after the end of those 13 weeks, because that's part of what your course is going to require, that you become these principles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to have lots of things for you to do every day so that they really become part of your life. So you definitely want to take a part in that. So stay tuned. Keep your pen and pencil available to write down the details. Do you have any other callers, please? Engineer,
area code 347, you're unmuted. Do you have any questions or comments?
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Dr. Pearman.
Yeah. We hear you.
What
wonderful.
What
welcome.
An awesome show. Well, you know, we're working on the same principle in the Mount Vernon group, and you know, of course, giving and receiving, we know how that's one of the most expansive principles as far as how, you know, the time and energy that we're putting into it to teach the members as we're learning ourselves. But for myself, you know, I'm giving up the personality, you know, so I can continue to receive, you know, with the order of the universe, you know, and the gifts are limitless. So that's how I really find myself attuned to this principle. And when I do, wow, what comes in is just amazing, whether it's a conversation, whether it's something that is material, whether it's a sensation, whether it's, you know, a new client, whether it's a new opportunity, it's absolutely limitless. So I just wanted to share that. But I'm so grateful to listen to the show. Thank you, Dr. Jewel and Miss Muhammad Fifi, okay, a.k.a. Fifi, because, you know, it truly is out there in the airwaves, and I know that people are definitely getting this at the deepest level. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Pearman, and everyone out there in Science Radio Land. Do you know who that was? That was Dr. Heather Pearman, and she is awesome in assisting you with being able to give up, nullify habits, and most of all, thought patterns that you've inherited that have basically kept you from being all that you can be. Now, what did I just say? Okay. No, have you seen her on the reality shows yet? No, but the reality shows definitely will be coming to us to get treated, because you can see that they're suffering because they can't get out of these habitual patterns of theirs, because nobody's told you that these emotional patterns you see in your mother and your father, aunts and uncles, et cetera, that have made them sick, that have caused them to age. You inherited those. Yes, you did. And they're sitting right up there, right on your genes, and you just let circumstances come about in your environment. You generally call that someone pushing your buttons and see if you don't go off. And many times you'll say, well, that's not what I didn't want to behave like that. I didn't mean to say that, this, that, and the other. You know, those are the things, you know, I thought when I was growing up, I didn't want to be a part of that. But guess what? You did not know how to work with your body. You didn't know how to clean it up
And so before you know it, as they say, I was caught off guard and you were doing exactly the things that you didn't want to do. Well, Dr. Perelman is the gatekeeper to allow you to finally really do a thorough cleanup, where whatever has been your relatives and your parents' issues and things like that, it can stay with them. And they're still your parents and they're still your sisters and brothers, but you don't have to conduct yourself, your thinking, and your life like they have. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to free yourself. So I want you to know about that special gatekeeper, Dr. Heather Perelman, that can allow you to step into serious emotional freedom, which keeps the body healthy, keeps you beautiful, that kind of thing. And she's offering a course too, okay, at the university. And so her course strictly deals with the fact that each and every one of us who've had diseases have used our brain against our body to create it. Now, see, I haven't even gone to talk about the fact that not only are you immortal, but you're also invincible. There's no such thing as any disease out here that can take you out if you know how to operate your brain. And this is an issue that people don't recognize, that their thoughts, moment to moment, processed by their brain, determines their degree of immunity. And see, and that's really something, you know, and I say, okay, my sisters and brothers in the medical profession, come on, you got to give more information. Don't do these things. Don't just sit up here and, oh, come and get this vaccine. And, you know, because of your age and because of this and whatever else. See, they're not telling you the whole process. They're not telling you all this information that goes between what is going on in your mind, your brain, and that vaccination. See, they're not telling you that how this person came down with Legionnaires and influenza. And, see, they didn't tell you all of that. They just said, okay, this is what we got, and you come over here and get this. That is not going to free you. It's not going to enlighten you. It's not going to teach you about how changing your thoughts, which causes the brain's function to change, which does what? Becomes a panacea. Your blood becomes a panacea where none of that foolishness can grow in you. Now, I hear some of you all thinking, no, that's not true. Well, what do you think a carrier is? What is a carrier? When they talk about, oh, yeah, you know, the person isn't even sick, but we know we took their blood and we cultured them out, and they have it. They're carrying the virus. They're carrying the bacteria, but they're not having any sickness. Well, yeah, that happens in anybody if they've been exposed, but their mind and body and spirit is all in alignment. It'll be a matter of time before what it is that can be cultured off of them, et cetera, is going to be taken care of by the body. But definitely the body is making sure you're not going to come in here and cause any problems. So it's just like rain on your house. Your house, the roof is solid. You know, your walls are solid, you have good drainage, et cetera. Raining on the house means what? Nothing. That is not going to leak through the ceiling and mess up your furniture and whatever else because your house is solid. Well, the same thing with the body. So something can be on you or in your system, but it's not causing any problems because the body is solid. That's how it's been created. So this is very important to understand her course, your blueprint. Your blueprint is your body. Yes. Very important. Yes. About your immune health and how your thoughts determine your immunity. See, this is all hooked up here with this brain and your mind. And this is the time to get it right and get this information. So we have one more question real quick before we go into our fall semester, especially the Universal Principal Support Group. At the university, and then we're going to give you a homework assignment on giving and receiving, okay? We have one more message from our sponsor.
Erico, sure, Erico 443.
Okay.
You're unmuted. Erico 443, do you have a question? You're unmuted. last one. Okay. Then we will go into our sponsor break.
Thank you. Oh, but that's our wonderful engineer. That's the backside of what makes this work, everyone.
HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
If you just tuned in, wow, it's been a wonderful show. This is your Universal Principles Support Group show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, and our co-host and facilitator in training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad. We've had a wonderful time today talking about the universal principle of giving and receiving. We now know that the only person you can give to is yourself. So when you give to someone else, you are always giving to yourself. Remember this. When you're giving to someone else, you are giving to yourself. Are you giving them what you would give to yourself? Are you communicating with them like you would be communicating to yourself? Are you in the present and being focused and listening like you would be listening yourself? This is very, very important now. You know, no more just talking to the hand and, you know, I'm not speaking to you and, you know, all this reality show stuff, okay, because that is taking you away from the cosmos, and you are the cosmos, so you don't want to get away from your power, your limitlessness, your absolute freedom, your abundance. You don't want to get away from that, so you have to learn how that works. It's very, very important. So can you tell us about the fall semester at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences and about the Universal Principles Support Group course, Ms. Felicia?
Yes, yes, yes. So we have coming up for you to enroll in and reclaim the owner's manual of your body at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program, open enrollment, okay? You must come get your brains balanced, okay? Gain access to more brain tissue, all right? These classes are going to be starting November the 12th, as you understand it, okay? And that is Ken 18, all right, for those of us in the law of time world, and off the Gregorian calendar. And the next class we have is the DJBBA, the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Alliance. Now, this is where we began to learn, as you heard Dr. Jewel talking about the squirrel, right? We learn about the animals, all right, and how they work together. And we can learn a lot from them. We're over them. However, they use more of their natural, innate common sense than we do. So we can learn a lot from the animals. So you will begin to come into this alliance with a group of us, a class, where we begin to work together and learn about nature, okay? Next, we have the Universal Principle Support Group, not the Universal Support Group, pardon me, the Universal Principle class, which is called It's Time to Align and Shine, Create Your Reality, Living and Being Universal Principles. No, pardon me. It's time to align, shine, create abundance, living and being universal principles. And so for 13 weeks, we're going to be delving deep into the practicality and how to live these principles, what they mean, how they resonate with us, how we exemplify them, what they reflect back. We're going to do essays. So you will get a full body immersion, all right, as a lifestyle living universal principles. Okay, and next we have our law of time. Now, the law of time, if you want to know, and you hear us talk about plasma and kin and heptad, So you want to tune in, reclaim, all right, your natural innate ability to be in cosmic time, the natural time, the time in which resonates and vibrates at frequencies that you are familiar with, should you choose to recall, you will be able to learn ABC, 1, 2, 3, what that looks like. The very simplistic of how you can begin to align back into the natural time. And the benefit of all of the classes, because again, it helps you to reclaim your owner's manual as a divine being, as and living as a God, okay? So as you take the Law of Time class, you will also be able to, guess what else? You know, once you take this class, you'll be able to be certified and can teach others. You have an immediate income stream that you have access to. That's huge, okay? Where else are you getting that without any strings attached and you're in alignment with your purpose? In alignment with your purpose. So you want to go to juis.education. Yes, I'm telling you, you want to do this, okay? Go to juis.education. Click enrollment or request information. Put in your information and check the colleges that you would like to know more about, okay? So we can send you out the information. Classes go live. And that is this week, okay? You will be getting flyers in your email box with the details of how you can enroll into the classes for the fall semester. All right, Dr. Jewel. And Dr. Jewel, y'all got to be on that brain balancing. Oh, my gosh. So let me say this, this is the other part, because with the DJ BBA, you must be balanced and locked in the balance and locking process of the brain balancing, okay? The brain balancing class is a prerequisite for all of the colleges, okay, for all of the colleges, all right? So in order to, the classes you don't necessarily require you to have a balanced brain are living and being universal principles. Your body is your blueprint, okay? Come and take those classes, okay? And as you're listening to us and you're excited about wanting to be able to have a universal principle support group in your area, it's your time to shine, align, abundance, and create your own reality is a prerequisite for the facilitators training class to be able to learn how to teach this in your area. Okay, so it's fun. We're excited, and you will definitely expand and start to return to your natural state of being, and that is operating and living as a God, living God. Okay, I know that might be a little bit much for some of y'all. However, I want you to just be open to receive it. Okay? Be open to receive it. All right, Dr. Jewel. So with that, send us an email at upsg@juis.education for more information. Okay? Join us. Visit the jewisheducation.com. And join us on Sunday. Cyber Universal Support Group. And if you're in New York, head up to Mount Vernon. We have people coming all the way from New Jersey to go to Mount Vernon.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network.
Bye-bye,
hosted
everyone.
By thejewelnetwork.com. And the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, upsg@juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels.
This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.